This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. The Lok Sabha today passed the Manipur Goods and Service Tax Second Amendment Bill 2025. The bill seeks to amend the Manipur Goods and Service Tax Act 2017. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has introduced the bill in order to have Manipur's GST regulation to be in line with the center's new GST slabs. The Second Amendment Bill also aimed to replace a subsequent ordinance promulgated in October 2025. State Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak today participated in GeoSmart India 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The four-day conference come expo on the theme One Nation, One Map, Advancing Space and Geospatial Infrastructure for Economic Growth and National Sovereignty is being organized by Geospatial Media and Communications. Participating in Northeast Conclave section, the governor said geographic information system dashboards will bring greater transparency to government projects, while mapping natural resources and renewable energy potential will guide long-term sustainability, making geospatial technology a critical foundation for state's future growth and good governance. The governor, citing urgency on a state-specific AI application built around local needs and geographical realities, said such a unified platform will ensure faster decision-making, greater transparency and more responsive governance for the people of Arunachal Pradesh. Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak has extended greetings to the citizens, especially to the differently abled people on the special occasion of International Day of Persons with Disabilities. In his message, the governor said that the greatest barrier for any individual is often not physical limitation, but the emotional and mental constraints imposed by society and circumstances. He urged everyone to commit in creating meaningful livelihood opportunities and sustainable avenues of growth for persons with disabilities. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia today clarified that the Sanchar Sathi app is completely democratic and fully voluntary. In a social media post, Mr. Scindia said that digital security of every citizen of the country is government's topmost priority. He added that Sanchar Sathi is both an app and a portal that enables citizens to secure themselves through transparent, easy-to-use tools. The 19th Foundation Day of Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society was celebrated today at State Banquet Hall in Itanagar. MLA Toko Tatung, as chief guest, said, "The literature of Arunachal is the mirror and a blend of society, tradition and culture of Arunachali communities." He lauded APLS's service in flourishing budding writers and developing conducive literary atmosphere in the state. On the occasion, poet Dr. Ashok Kumar Pandey was conferred with Luminous Lumardai Literary Award 2025. Further, Bo Ramo Bokar, Mastering Folklore and Language Skills by Dr. Nasi Koje, and Yatra, Hindi translation of short stories of Y.D. Thongchi, translated by Inumani Das Thongchi, were also released. In preparation for the smooth conduct of the Panchayat election 2025, a series of training programs were successfully conducted across Papumbari district for presiding officers, polling personnel and counting teams. The first training session was held at Kimin on 27th, second at Balijan on 28th, third at Sagali on 29th of last month, and the final session at Upia today for returning officers of Bat, Ganga, Borum and Doimukh. Speaking on the occasion, DC cum District Election Officer Vishakha Yadav emphasized such capacity building initiatives are essential to uphold the integrity of the democratic process and ensure efficient management during polling and counting. Sri Lanka is battling widespread devastation in the wake of Cyclone Dithwa as the death toll climbed to 410 while 336 people are still missing. Amid the mounting crisis, India has further intensified humanitarian assistance under Operation Sagar Bandhu. Indian Air Force helicopters delivered 2,000 kgs of humanitarian aid to Mandaram Nuwara and evacuated 17 people. Another sortie airlifted 24 passengers. The Arunachal Pradesh Union of Working Journalists and the Arunachal Pradesh Press Club yesterday have elected a new team of office bearers at Arunachal Press Club in Itanagar. Senior journalist Dodum Yangfo, editor-in-chief of the Dawnlit Post, was elected unopposed as president of APUWJ and Arunachal Times sub-editor Amar Sangno as APC presidency unopposed. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.